Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Yarasel, Yarasel Rodriguez. Yarasel Rodriguez was accompanied to the office by an individual named Koanny, K-O-A-N-N-Y, to help serve as a translator. Appeared according to the information obtained from the examining this fashion, Ms. Rodriguez is a 43-year-old woman. 43-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 1/28/22. Appeared she was doing a change over of products and stumbled with a pallet jack. Appeared as a result, she believes she injured her right ankle, comma, right knee, comma, lower back, comma, left hand and wrist, and went to Jefferson Hospital emergency room afterwards. Appeared she had further evaluation, leading to when she understands to be final diagnoses of left wrist sprain, comma, right knee and ankle sprain, comma, and lower back sprain. Appeared she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the records supplied, Ms. Rodriguez was seen at the emergency room on 1/28/22. Period. As per their discharge instructions, she underwent CAT scan of the facial bones and head, as well as x-rays of the right ankle, comma, left hand, comma, right tibia and fibula, comma, and left wrist. Period. She was instructed to use Tylenol. Period. New paragraph. She then was seen at patient first on 1/29/22. Period. Dr. D-I-M-A-P-I-L-I-S elicited a history that the previous day a forklift came up behind her. Appeared she was startled and the right side got caught under the forklift, so tried to pull her and ended up twisting her and landed on her left hand. Appeared she had been seen at the emergency room where x-rays were done, showing no abnormalities. Period. She denied head injury or loss of consciousness. Period. She was diagnosed with sprains at the right ankle and lower back, comma, as well as contusion of the left hand. Period. She was to use ibuprofen, comma, Robaxin, comma, and Tylenol. Period. At follow-up on 2/1/22, she related significant improvement in the left wrist and hand. Period over the low back and right foot have not improved. Period. Upon exam, there was no, scratch that, as per the provider, there was no significant explanation for why the patient has the levels of pain she has, considering there is no bruising, comma, swelling, comma, redness anywhere where there is pain. Paired as such, there may be a more insidious process at work. Period. They might consider sending her for physical therapy. Period. She followed up on 2/5/22 and was prescribed Tylenol number 3. Period. Her final visit at patient first was on 2/12/22. Period. She conveyed that ankle pain had improved substantially, but the left hand and wrist were still painful. Period. She ran out of prescribed medicines 3 days ago, but had been using over-the-counter ibuprofen. Period. He was prescribed Tylenol number 3 and Robaxin for muscle spasm. Period. She was referred for physical therapy. Period. Physician assistant McCoyd, MC, capital COYD, also prescribed physical therapy on 2/25/22. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Rodriguez was then seen by Dr. Intracasso at WorkNet on 3/11/22. Period. At that juncture, she did report high levels of pain. Period. She had been employed by the insured for only 3 months and denied any prior work-related injuries. Period. She also evidently was seeing orthopedics for lumbar spine and right knee injury. Period. She recently underwent a lumbar MRI that showed at L3-4 and L4-5 bulging with narrowing of the neural foramina. Period. MRI of the right knee showed meniscal tear of the posterior horn. Period. She was evaluated and diagnosed with lumbar sprain and with contusion of the sprain of the right ankle and right knee, as well as contusion and sprain of the left wrist. Period. She was referred for an MRI of the right ankle and left wrist. Period. Prior therapy was to continue. Period. She followed up on 3/15/22, having undergone those MRIs. Period. She had also been seeing a chiropractor under the direction of her attorney. Period. Dr. Intracasso noted she is from Santo Domingo and had been in the United States for 4 months. Period. Upon exam, she was sitting in the chair and unable to climb onto the exam table due to complaints of pain in her right knee and low back. Period. There was hypersensitivity to light touch over the lumbar spine and right knee. Period. She had decreased range of motion in all planes on both of these areas. Period. There was no laxity with straight leg raising was negative. Period. There was resolving ecchymosis of the distal lower leg on the right. Period. There was no swelling or ecchymosis of the right ankle, but there was diffuse tenderness. Period. Exam in the left hand revealed swelling over the dorsal wrist, for which she was using a splint. Period. She also had decreased range of motion in all planes. Period. The specific results of her MRI of the knee and back were not indicated. Period. However, she was referred for orthopedic specialist consultation and consideration of injections to those areas. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She focused exquisitely on her subject of complaints. Period. She offered these with every movement and change in position she performed. Period. She was uncooperative with range of motion. Period. Her daughter helped her with everything. Period. She stated Ms. Rodriguez was so emotional, she had to do everything for her at home. Period. She complained about dropping objects with her left hand. Period. She reports losing 50 pounds after this event. Period. Her daughter states she has also been suffering from depression. Period. From an observational standpoint, she was very theatrical throughout the evaluation. Period. She was hyperreactive comma, crying, comma, and sighing. Period. The daughter kept telling her to, quote, listen to me, period, end quote. She complained of back pain with range of motion and refused most motions. Period. Extremities, upper. Motion of the left wrist was guarded in all spheres without crepit or sore tenderness. Period. Motion of the right wrist, as well as both elbows, shoulders, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Period. She was superficially and anticipatory tender at the left wrist and hand, but there was none on the right. Hands, wrist, elbows, normal macro extremities lower. She remained in her tight-fitting pants, limiting visualization and pinprick testing. Period. She guarded right knee motion to a 40-degree extension leg with full flexion to 135 degrees. Period. However, when laying supine, she did have full extension, as well as when standing. Period. Motion of the left knee, as well as both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle test was testing was 4+/5 throughout the right lower extremity, but it was 5/5 on the left. Period. There was global tenderness to palpation about the right knee, but there was none on the left. Spine, cervical, normal, thoracic, normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with an antalgic gait on the right, complaining of knee pain. Period. She declined attempting to stand or walk on her heels or toes or squat. Period. She declined lumbar extension. Period. Flexion, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully. Period. There was superficial, global, and anticipatory tenderness palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. There were positive axial loading, comma, trunk torsion, comma, and Hoover tests for symptom magnification. Period. She relates applying for Medicaid. Period. It would be appropriate for her to receive psychological care on her own, but she relates not having any insurance. Period. Impressions. On 128.22, Yaricel Rodriguez got her foot caught under a forklift, causing her to fall. Period. She was seen at the emergency room the same day, where numerous diagnostic studies were negative. Period. She then followed up with patient first. Period. They treated her with appropriate conservative therapeutic measures, but she remains symptomatic. Period. She then was seen by WorkNet, who noted she had a lumbar MRI indicating L3-4 and L4-5 bulging with narrowing of the neural foramina. Paired MRI of the knee showed meniscal tear of the posterior horn. Paired she denied a history of prior surgeries. Paired she had undergone these MRIs through a chiropractor at the behest of her attorney. Period. She was noted to have exaggerated pain responses throughout. Period. New paragraph. She currently also demonstrates significant functional overlay. Period. She complained of pain with every movement she made or change in position. Period. She was uncooperative with range of motion testing, such as at the left wrist and right knee. Period. There was global tenderness to palpation about the right knee, comma, superficial anticipatory tenderness to the left wrist and hand, comma, as well as superficial global and anticipatory tenderness to the lower back. In the absence of spasm, period, neural tension signs were negative. Period, Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period, there were no overt neurologic abnormalities detected. Period, new paragraph, this case represents 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the right leg, comma, head, comma, left hand, comma, or lower back. Period. In this event, she sustained soft tissue injuries that have fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Her symptoms are extremely disproportionate to the mechanism of injury and diagnostic testing in this case. She has been able to return to the workforce in July of 2022, speaking to her relatively high functional status. This would belie her current clinical presentation and subjective complaints. And that is the end.